Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the station studios, offices of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 25th of May, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina. Good morning.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Do you have a special day that you looked at? Or we'll roll back to you, okay? And I have Trish here. You know, I love it.
Thursday morning.
Trish wears her. I'm going to take a photo and put it on Facebook. She wears her earphones. We all wear earphones. When people come in, you know, never been on the show before. Do I need to put on earphones? No, not really. It's just, you know, somebody calls in so you can hear and that. But everybody puts on earphones. It's really cool.
You can hear yourself better. You can do that.
But they fit over the top of your head. But not with Trish. Trish puts them under her chin because you don't want to wreck your do.
Well, there you go.
That's it.
I mean, you put all that hairspray on and then you mess it up and then it itches. Here's the deal.
And then you've got a compression on your head that
looks like you've got a
dent in your hair.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, makes sense.
You know, it's 2 hours in the morning. I'm going to mess up my hair for the whole day.
Yeah. Not you.
No.
You are rocking. Okay.
Okay.
Do we have weather?
Well, yes, we do. And it's 78 degrees outside. And actually,
already?
We have a chance of showers. And then a chance of thunderstorms later this morning.
It's not 78
degrees.
68
degrees.
Okay, thank you.
Well, actually, no, it's at 78 degrees.
Oh, it's not right now.
Well, it's pretty warm.
It's not 78 degrees.
Well,
here we go.
Whatever. You look it up. Because tonight, it's going to have a chance of thunderstorms again.
Current temperature, Redding, California.
I'm using
artificial intelligence here.
Yeah, okay.
60 degrees.
Oh, okay. Well, doggone.
Are you sure you're doing Redding, California?
I don't know. Whatever.
Because sometimes they hand things.
Whatever they put in front of me.
They gave one to Linda. She's talking about snowstorms. She goes,
I don't think
there's going to be snowstorms. I mean, it's during the wintertime and all that. They were talking Minnesota,
Well, you know, this is how you get to see if people are actually paying attention.
I'm glad to see
you were actually listening.
It was
60 degrees downtown ready. We do have a chance of showers and then chance of thunderstorms later in the morning. And a high today of 86. Tonight, a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 61. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. Partly cloudy Friday night and a low of 61. And on Saturday, sunny and 85. A slight chance of thunderstorms and then partly cloudy Saturday night and a low of 61 on Sunday. Sunny, a high of 86. Sunday night, a low of 62 and mostly clear. On Memorial Day, a nice balmy 86, sunny all day long, and a low of 63. And it looks like the high 80s are going to hold through most of next week. And wow, I'm just loving this actual nice spring weather and not getting high and hot and really enjoying it. Good time to be outside and enjoy just doing a lot of things in the North State. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts.
There you go.
Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. And by the way, Chuck Kenny of the Kenny family, who owns Shasta Gas Propane,
yes,
will be the guest speaker on Tuesday the 30th, because that's truly the Memorial Day,
right,
down at the Civic in the Veterans Grove.
Right.
It starts at 11 o'clock. And then there's lunch afterwards, free lunch, starts at noon. But Chuck's going to be the keynote speaker,
and
I can't think of a better person.
That's going to be a Vietnam vet,
Purple Heart recipient.
Marvelous person, does a lot of things for veterans and traveling and all kinds of stuff.
Every other year he goes back to Vietnam looking for MIAs, and what it is they have pretty precise locations, let's say where a helicopter went down. And Chuck was a helicopter pilot before he was wounded, and I don't think he completed his whole tour because he'd be shot up pretty bad. And they've got good locations of it. The Vietnamese government helps them, mm-hmm. provides people, provides a liaison with them, provides equipment. I mean, then they excavate it out. And many times, and we'll have Chuck on when he comes back, because I think he's going next month. What they do is, if they had bodies there were so many bomb craters around that usually the villagers would just put them in the bomb craters and cover them up. And so, but now it's been, you know, pretty long time, and most of those people have died off. And so they're going by villagers that have stories, or maybe they were very young and all this to help find it. But then they excavate all this, and they have found remains before. And then you have to go through the DNA process. But they have a pretty good idea. They know who was on the helicopter, mm-hmm. and they know who's missing. So this is it's just one of the things he does.
One of the things he does.
Just one of the things.
Yeah,
he does.
Just
great person.
Great person.
I am honored to call him my friend. So now, with that in mind, Preston Sharp. Does anybody not know who Preston Sharp is? He's 17 years old. I guess he's 17 now. It's hard to believe that. But 16, no, I think
17,
he is.
I think 17.
He's 17.
Yeah.
Back 10 years ago, he went to his grandfather, who was a veteran's graveside, and it was on Veterans Day, and there was no flags out. And Preston wondered, why aren't there any flags out on Veterans Day or Memorial Day? Uh-huh. Why isn't there any flags out? So Preston took it as a personal, 7 years old.
Yeah.
And he went out and he bought flags to put on the grave.
Well, he took it as this isn't right.
Yeah, this isn't right.
These are veterans' graves. They need to have flags.
And he started this at age 7. And in the last 10 years, that young man has gone to almost every state in the Union to rally people to go to national cemeteries and local cemeteries that have, you know, military sections to put carnations, which are at a minimum a flag. But he also has red carnations that are, you know, they're fake, but they look nice. Mm-hmm. You know,
the first year that we did it here, I believe we actually used
real ones, right.
And then that was too much. We did the real wreaths at one time.
Yeah. Well, we had real wreaths too, but it became
too expensive, and so we went back.
And here comes this Memorial Day. Now, I'm going to go for an early break because we've got a problem in River City here, and we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's been in the business here 16 years. Matt Mosley heads it up. I mean, from the Mosley family. I've known Matt for 15 years. When I saw Matt, he was working at another bank, and he had this horrendous, if you can believe this, flag frisbee. You know, like flag football, I don't know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
He just horrendous, smashed his face. Took a while for him to recover. You never know it because, you know, really good surgeons around here. But now he is the president of Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, my friends. Like I said, they've been in the business 16 years. They've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and the newest one down in Anderson. So for more information, check out bankcornerstone.com. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. Real happy with that. We'll be right back.
Believe in rock and roll. Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Dancing in the gym, you both kicked off your shoes.
Celebrate 30 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $300,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win up to $300,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advanced purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com. Click the Purchase Tickets button under the Fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today is the 25th of May, 7:18 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And yes, Carl scored again for Linda's birthday.
Oh, for sure.
Rebecca, I walked in there, and something catches my eye, and Rebecca goes, "Oh, I know Linda's going to like this." And Linda did. It's a silver cuff with turquoise, signed by the artist. Some of the, you know, Opon and stuff, and very reasonable prices down there. What can I say? really good people. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally run. They've been around about 30 years. Rebecca and Henry bought it 5 or 6 years ago from Leonard. They're located at 2225 Hill. We've been here long enough. Now I know not only the owners of businesses, but the previous owners of businesses.
Exactly.
2225 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, open Monday through Friday. Just really good people there. Okay, now.
Carl, it's actually, when we started the show this morning, it was actually 58 degrees.
I know.
Yeah, you said 68, I said 78. It was actually 58.
Well, right here on my computer it said 56, but anyway. I don't think it said 68, did it? Anyway,
well, enough of that.
Let's go back to what we were talking about. Now, Preston Sharp, and we were talking about Preston Sharp, and he's just a fine young man. He travels all the United States. He's kind of the focal point for honoring veterans. And every year out at IGA,
For the last seven years,
he puts the flags out and the carnations. And it looked really nice.
And he and his crew and a lot of veterans and community members. And if you have someone buried out there, you actually should go out. And they actually, those widows of a lot of them, they actually get a fresh rose to put on the grave.
Yeah.
If they're actually there at Christmas time
for the Rees, you know, kids, the scouts, adults, everybody comes out and you just gather the Rees and you put a wreath on each gravestone out there at IGA, which, by the way, has just grown, you know, a lot. So this was on Preston's yesterday, his Facebook page that was pointed out to me. No, I think I saw it, and I went, this is strange. And I started getting phone calls from a lot of people. Friday at IGA, this is it. Friday at IGA National Cemetery, we are not placing red carnations. I am so sad about this. We have had the red carnations, they're fake, you know, the plastic red carnations, placed every Memorial Day and Veterans Day for the past 7 years. Apparently the person I talked to 2 months ago at the cemetery office doesn't remember the phone conversation. Now they don't want the red carnations along with the American flag for Memorial Day or Veterans Day. I'm so sad. Well, when I read it the first time, I thought it meant
No flags, too. Yeah.
And I tell you what, I was in my truck before I read it again because I was heading to IGA. And, so the flags are good. So so many people calling, so many people, doing things because why would this happen? So, Mike Quinn called me yesterday and I said, well, come on in, Mike. And of course, Trish is here and Frank Rose and many, many others. So, Trish, you start first, and then Mike.
Okay, so I had read it on Facebook as you did, and then Mike called me shortly after that. We network well in this community, and he indicated that he had called out there and had a discussion. I'll let him talk about that. But so he gave me the phone number, and I then called and told him who I was and that I had been involved in the putting that cemetery together many, many years, and we were looking at property. And the whole community, and I told them I just didn't understand it. Well, they told me that, number one, no one had gotten in touch with them. Well, we see from Preston's post that that's not exactly true. They obviously didn't listen to the child or whoever he spoke to didn't pay any attention to it, whatever that is.
Whatever it is.
But they did. They gave me a bunch of excuses and said that the reason, something about they couldn't, no one picked them up afterwards and they didn't have enough staff to go around and pick all that up, which is just, I mean, that's a terrible excuse. All you gotta do is tell us that. There's hundreds of volunteers out there the day that we're placing the carnations and the flags, and I'm sure that there would be a group who would go out and pick those up. I invited them to come, to call in today to talk about this, explain to us why that couldn't happen. I gave them the phone number and I left my name and asked them to get back to me if they didn't quite understand. They indicated to me that they thought that someone was going to be on to talk about Memorial Day.
They are. Now, we have a regularly scheduled guest tomorrow. Not regularly, but we have them scheduled and scheduled for several weeks. They're going to be on tomorrow morning at 7:30 to talk about the ceremony that's going to be up there on Monday. On Memorial Day, everybody gets Monday off. And so they're going to be on tomorrow morning at 7:30. It's an ideal time for them to ask this, but
But that's a little late to get red carnations going
I think Mike disagrees with you on that.
Absolutely, I do. It's not too late to do anything.
Well, no, tomorrow morning is what I'm saying. I mean, if they need to react now and make a decision. They're saying they can't do it. I'm saying, yeah, they can. The carnations are there. You don't have to go out and buy them. There are going to be plenty of people there to do it. You don't have to do anything.
All you have to do is...
What arrangements do you have to do?
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way and let the kid operate.
That was the point when I called out there. The excuse was that they didn't have enough warning to do this. And then the lady explained that the people that came out there did it all. And I said, well, how much warning do you need to have somebody else do all the work?
She told me that the staff place flags twice a year.
It's a veteran cemetery.
Exactly. But I've been out there several times when this happened, and I don't. Yeah, well, there was a lot of people, a lot of teenagers.
Well, you know what? It could be is that
she said they usually contact 4-H groups and FFA groups and those, and they didn't have time to do that. I'm pretty sure everybody in the community knows about this.
Yeah, you had 3 days.
This is not a surprise to anybody. Everybody knows we do this.
You know, the kind of thing on this is...
It was on my calendar.
There's two things to learn from this one. The first one for Preston. Preston, don't rely on phone calls. Something we learned a long time ago.
Get the person's name. Make sure you know what you're talking to.
You write to them. And then you follow it up with a phone call. You put it out a month ahead of time. Then you follow it up with a phone call. In it, you say, we've been doing this 7 years, and we'll have volunteers to put them out and pick them up, blah, blah, blah. And then follow it up with a phone call. Because it's so easy for somebody to say, I don't remember that.
It's something
get it in writing and make notes.
One of the things that bothered me the most about this, and we will get the thing solved, was if you look down the chain of people writing in there, Preston showed an anger, and Preston, you're too young to be angry. When something like this comes up, give it to other people. Let us step up for you. You've stepped up for us for years. I mean, you're an incredible kid. You've done things nationwide and been recognized for it. When something like this comes up, don't be afraid to hand it off to us. You don't need to get angry. You just need to focus on what your goals are. And I just read in there, some of the things he was starting to say. You don't need to become an adult yet.
I only saw the first one.
Right.
And he just said, I'm so sad. He didn't say mad. He said, I'm sad about this. And you have a right to be sad, Preston.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I don't understand the things going out on at the cemetery. Is this from higher ups or whatever? But, I mean, IGO has been kind of a focal point of veterans here. Why? Because we're all going to end up there, those who choose to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can just kind of just roll right into the chapel. This thing was built with private funds. Senator Johannesson owned the land. He had his plans approved. Everything was done. A lot of volunteers came in, a lot of donations, to build this. And then well over a year ago, they shut it down because the sprinkler system that they, you put in there, they said, well, there's not enough water pressure. Okay. And so Mike's going to roll in with something else here in a couple minutes. I know exactly what he's going to say. But there's not enough water pressure. Well, it takes a pump, that you put into the system that gives you the water pressure, it accelerates it. Well, no. They end up emptying the chapel. They lock it down. It's been well over a year. Senator Daley's office supposedly is working on this, and I just told Assemblywoman Megan Daley about it because, they're separate, they've got separate offices and separate things. I told her about it on the rodeo Friday or Saturday, and I'm going to follow that up. That it's still not open. So I was told, it's going to open in February. Then it was April. Now it's July. It's going to open. Well, if you remember during this, one of the rainiest years we ever had, we're holding services out there. Yes, there's a little pavilion out there, but it's not large. and with the winds blowing, you're going to get wet.
And then the heat
and now the heat's here. So you've got and many times older veterans and families out there, you know, I mean, in their 80s, and now the temperature's going up. Oh, we'll get it done in July, maybe August. We'll wait till it. Okay, let's just say it. We're going to wait till it hits 115, then maybe we'll do it. I can't use the word criminal, but this is a typical government thing where they pay the guy $1.5 million to fix that sprinkler system. All you had to do was put in a pump. And so here it is over a year later, and nobody knows what's going on.
And that's not okay.
That's not okay.
It's not okay. See, if you have a problem, you say, okay, this is the problem. You've got the money. You've got the person. You fix it, and you, what, a month? A month and a half? And 2 months at the outside? Get the job done and be open.
And wasn't the excuse that there wasn't enough water pressure if the sprinklers were on? Well, if there's a fire, turn the sprinklers off. Have a valve that says...
But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing about it. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4 exits that I know of in this very, you know, in this small chapel. There's 4 exits in that. I mean, it's not like there's a one exit thing. Yeah, it's not like it's one exit out of there. There's like, you know what? You could head in 4 different directions and get out of there. Yeah. You know, so, you know, there's no common sense in this. It is strictly a bureaucratic BS. And we've got to take a break, and then there's more to it.
This is a fun one.
I didn't know about this one until Mike told me about it yesterday. So, okay, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by a place I was just at, Quick and Clean Car Wash. Whoa. You know, I talked to the guy down there because I really like these people. And they've got a gentleman down there that's been working there since high school. And now he's got kids, you know, and they do a great job on your car. This is, you sit in there, it comes out sparkling clean, really pleasant. People are wiping off your car with dry towels and all of this. It's just a really good place to get your car washed. And it doesn't take you 3 hours. So head on over to Quick and Clean Car Wash. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. And it's right next to the Dutch Bros. People say, well, why do you keep telling about Dutch Bros? It's only because it's right behind Dutch Bros. And you can kind of cut through the parking lot there and then they get you through there. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, in our newest location in Anderson and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Mike Quinn's just joining us for a while today. It is 7:36 in the morning here on the 25th. We're arguing about it, but it looks like it's 60 degrees now. And,
it's warming up, and we're still maybe going to have a thunder shower.
We have many climbs out Reading, so, I mean, it could be any, who knows what temperature is. Some people.
Depends on where you're at.
It's probably raining on somebody somewhere around here.
There you go.
Hey, we're talking about what's going on up at IGO. The big thing is that IGO has said no red carnations this year because you didn't tell us, which we've discussed that, and it's ludicrous. The other thing we talked about, how the chapel still isn't open, it's been well over a year, and it's now, you know, they're talking July. I want to make one thing clear. That's not on the IGO staff at all. Okay? That is not on the IGO staff. They have nothing to say about this. This is the California Veterans Administration who seems to have no sense of urgency or anything else or competence when it comes to dealing with these things. So I just want people to know that. And but now I found out something yesterday I never knew, Mike.
Yes, it was very interesting. You know, when they were talking about putting in the cemetery and all that, and they had huge support and all the veterans were behind it. And you know, the federal government and the state government and the county government and you know the veterans departments and all that put together the budget. And when they're all done with the budget and signed it and everything, and it was done, somebody said, well, there's no water. There's no budget for water. You kind of like to water a cemetery.
You think.
And this is what happens, and this is a lesson, you know, for Preston and all that, so you can see what happened. I mean, that was a big thing. They weren't going to be able to do anything. So a group of us got together, and I can't remember everybody's name on there. I know Glenn Miller, mm-hmm. who was a veteran around here, and he just a quiet man who got things done. And we sat down, and we put together a committee, and we raised over $200,000. They told us we had to have $140,000. I think we raised $209,000 in no time whatsoever, put it into a perpetual fund, and it would earn money, and then they would pay the water bill. out of it.
And this whole thing was they had no money in the budget,
no money in the budget
for watering the area.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to go ahead and build so it, the but they're not going to have any water.
So the community, they'd have water to the buildings, but not sprinkler systems. Or they had sprinkler systems
but no water.
But no water because they couldn't pay for it. It wasn't in the budget.
Yeah.
So the community got together, put together $209,000 in a perpetual fund. And so the question is,
well, you know, I just want to make sure the perpetual fund is still perpetual. And it didn't, you know, just get disappeared because,
just
you know,
rolled
I mean,
into
that
another
was,
thing.
That was a long time ago that was done. And well, you know, people have changed.
But I can't imagine that after that snafu they had, that they, next year, they didn't budget for water.
Well, they budgeted for water, but it had to be paid for somewhere. You see, there was no way to pay for it, and so I mean that was a big
because there's no money allocated.
There's no money allocated.
Okay, well that's a big
thing.
But down the line, I would think they would. I mean, how could they not do it? And if they did budget for it and they did allocate money for it, what happened to the $209,000?
Right, and we know that, you know, for at least a couple of years we know that because we got a report, you know, and said this is the bill, and we earned money on it. So the perpetual fund is supposed to never touch a principal and just use the earnings for what it's intended.
To pay for what it's intended, exactly.
Yeah. So, but I mean, that's the way you handle
it. Be interesting, and you know, we need to follow up and make sure that we find out
where
that is.
Okay, let's go to the phones. April. Is this the April that I know that's associated with Preston?
Yes.
Okay.
This is April Sharp.
April Absolutely. Sharp's on the phone. Are we speaking are we mistaken here?
Well, it's so sad. I can't even tell you how upset Preston and I both are. Preston called the cemetery. It was a little bit over 2 months ago because he likes to plan all this ahead of time, like when we're honoring veterans, he needs to make sure what's the state of the other cremations that they already have, because they storm there for us, actually. And so, yeah, called 2 months ago. He was all excited. And then yesterday, I called the cemetery because we're actually on our way. We're honoring veterans in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
50,000 veterans we're honoring in Chicago tomorrow morning. But we wanted to make sure that Preston, you know, is always like, make sure Redding is good. So talked to Igo yesterday, and the cemetery manager said, we're not doing red carnations anymore. And I'm like, huh? This is the first time we've ever heard about this. And she said, yeah, we're not doing them ever again. And I'm like,
well, wait a minute.
Where are they?
Well, wait a minute. Wait a second. And so, yeah. April, you said, why?
I said, why? We've been doing this for 7 years. Preston has made sure that there's been flags and red carnations for every Veterans Day and Memorial Day, both. What is happening? She goes, well, it was just too hard after Veterans Day to pick up the red carnations after Veterans Day. And you pick them when you pick up, I don't know if you guys have ever done it with us, but when you pick up a flag and a red carnation, it's in the same, you've been down just the same, you know what I mean? Like you've been down.
It's not two different things. Yeah. It's not two different
moments. Exactly.
Right.
It's one swoop. You know, it's not like it's hard to do. But apparently she said that there wasn't enough volunteers to pick up the red carnations after Veterans Day. And, yeah.
Well, don't
so
volunteer.
She said no more.
But volunteers come out to pick up.
And don't they pick up the flag?
Yep.
Don't they pick up the flag?
Yes.
Okay.
The cemetery picks up the flags. So it's the same movement. They've been doing it, you know, for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, Preston tries really hard. Obviously, you know, he puts it out there like, this is the day that we're placing the flags of flowers, and this is the day we're picking them up. he always makes sure that, you know, that's out there. But apparently there wasn't enough people to pick him up last Veterans Day.
Well, maybe that's – well, maybe we – okay, so –
April, you said earlier.
Let's get more people out there. I mean, I'll come out. I bet I could pick up about 500.
Oh.
April, you said earlier that they store the carnations for you there.
It was so, they were so over, when Tessin started, they were so over sweet and nice, and they're like, we're going to, you know, the manager even bought the bins to place the flowers in to store them. They even store them there for us for the last 7 years.
So do you know if they're still there or have they disposed of them?
I didn't ask. At that time, after talking to her, I was so in shock that I'm here, you know, we're just hearing about this like a couple days before the event. And, you know, I'm so shocked. I didn't ask where the flowers are now. I would hope that they didn't dispose of all of those flowers.
Well, but Preston did the right thing. Preston asked for help. When something comes up like this, and this is something, you know, he's going to learn as he gets older and stuff like this, but when something comes up like this, ask for help. He's done so much for us that, I mean, the response here is unbelievable. We want to pay him back. So don't let him worry about anything. We will take care of this. And if things need to be picked up or he needs more volunteers, do what he did. Ask for help.
Right. Yeah.
So when are the flags going up, April?
They go out tomorrow at 3:30.
Okay.
And it's just, I mean, Preston planned this event seriously, like 2 months ago. He was talking to the cemetery.
Yeah. It's not Preston's first rodeo, as we could say.
No. Oh God. You know, he has honored veterans in every state now. We're honoring 50,000 tomorrow.
Are they putting flags out and all that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
How about red carnations?
Of course.
Of course. Well, you know, that's in another, in Chicago of all places. Chicago. Well, make no, sure you, do you have your bulletproof vest?
Don't even joke about it. I'm sorry.
I shouldn't joke about it. Chicago that's honoring 50,000 veterans. They're going to have red carnations. Every other place has red carnations. We had red carnations.
We still will.
For the last 7 years, every Memorial Day and every Veterans Day has had a flag and a red carnation. You honor your veteran. You say the name out loud. Thank you for your service. It's a thing that's been happening for 7 years, and now all of a sudden, before the event, to stop it.
Yeah.
There's so many of us that have been a part of that for 1 year or a couple years of the different things. I've been there a couple of times with a friend of mine whose husband is buried there, and she was actually given a red rose to put on Rod's grave.
That's what Preston does. Preston, when you go, so Preston gets real flowers also, and then if you are volunteering at the event, Preston says, if you have a loved one, here are some fresh, real flowers that you need to place also. Okay.
Yeah.
Along with a red carnation, because, you know.
Excuse me, but, April, yeah. I've known you all for how long? 10 years? How long ago did Preston start this?
7 years.
Okay, 7 years. So I've known him we've known him and you for 7 years, and this has always been something that people just, you know, they love. I mean, Preston has been the guest of the White House. He's appeared before Congress, all of these things, mm-hmm. and his hometown can't get red carnations out. Now, my friends, if it's because of volunteers, you know, it may be is that, hey, we're going to show up with a bunch of people. We're going to spend an hour out there. We're going to put the carnations and the flags in. And then when does he pick them up, Wednesday or Tuesday?
It's done, I believe, in two days, Tuesday and Wednesday. But, yeah. But the manager there is very saying, no, never again will there be fake red carnations out there. If he goes she said, if you want, you could put real red carnations so we don't have to pick them up. We can just mow over them.
Right after you pick the flags up.
And then mow over the red carnation. Okay, well, you're just mowing over. How many thousands of dollars did it cost to place those flowers?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
okay.
You don't just mow over the red carnation. Like, that's disrespectful, and I think.
Yeah. That's amazing, April, but. Appreciate so much you calling in today. We got to take a break here. In fact, we're way over break, but I wanted to hear what you said.
Okay.
And we'll see what we
Thank
can
you
do.
So
Who
much.
Knows?
I appreciate you guys.
Oh, no. It's, you know, there's so many things going on in the world we cannot control. I mean, we can get the chapel open, okay? But we ought to be able to do. We ought to
be able
to
control
it. We ought to be able to put carnations on the graves. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yes.
And give Preston, and tell him that he's got a lot of support here.
We got his back.
Thank you so much.
All of it.
All right. Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. And this portion is, are you leaving? Okay. Wait a minute. Well, Mike, you know, let me tell you what else Mike is involved in real quick. The 75 years more on of Bucking by the River. He's gotten involved in that, too. And Mike's been involved in some, you know, you don't know all the things Mike has been involved in.
I've
but it's,
been
it's,
working with Mike on things people don't
I mean,
know about
would have no
for
idea,
years.
But it's for the betterment of our community. And now he's involved with not only this is short term, but long term in the keeping, those, you know, getting a longer lease and all these things at the rodeo. And I talked to somebody else that you talked to last night, I think. His voice squeaked. He was so angry.
Yeah.
I was so angry. His voice went up 4 octaves and squeaked. Not Mike, the other person. And it squeaked. And I went, whoa, calm down here, son. You're going to have a heart attack.
You want to mess with cowboys and veterans?
That's right. Gosh, I mean, in a
in
lot
this
of...
this community?
In Shasta County,
and yet
the signs are, we honor our veterans. Are you kidding
there
me?
There you go. But, you know, that, and it's one of the... Okay, we got to take a break. Hey, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell sponsored one of the chuck wagons in the chuck wagon race at the rodeo, right? Her team won. Now, I don't know what she gets for that. I don't know if it's a nice little plaque. Or, they ought to give her a belt buckle, you know, that says 75 years on the, you know, of the Reading Rodeo. But Maxwell Insurance and Financial, I've been sending people to her because I'm hearing horror stories out there about the cost of insurance, fire insurance for the houses have gone up not a couple of thousand, but like $10,000 a year for fire insurance. Go see Judy Maxwell. She is fighting that battle, and she's been fighting it successfully for years. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. Anything you have, retirement plans, 401ks, get your, get a second opinion, at it. It's a free review and evaluation. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities facilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
This is Dan Sloan, Chair of the Shasta County GOP. I urge Shasta County residents not to sign the petition to recall local Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick the next supervisor. They want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Sacramento catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the Committee to Stop Newsom. No on cry recall.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advanced purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. Click the Purchase Tickets button under the Fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Trish Clark and I, and we've only got like 4 minutes left, so let's go to the phones. Frank?
Good Frank, are you there?
Or whoever's on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Frank, good morning. What's going on?
Well, here's what happened. I called Sharp. Yesterday, and she called me back early this morning, just now this morning. So I was talking to her on the phone, and I told her rather than me call later on and get the information about the flags, why don't you call the station? And I gave her the number so she could call you directly, which I just heard she did. So what I'm saying is you heard it directly from her rather than something that I would have to get.
Yeah, from April, but and the supposedly Ico is going to be cemetery reps are going to be on tomorrow morning.
Yes,
you know, to talk about Memorial Day services up there and all that. So it'd be something to ask them. So yeah, April was on the line and told us what was going on. I just don't understand sometimes. But they said we'll never have it again. So the question is, well, where'd all those carnations go to?
Yeah. What I'm saying is, I called her, and then she called me back this morning, and I told her to call you directly right now. Interrupt this program and talk to her.
And she did.
It was perfect. We were talking about it when she called. Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you, Frank. Now, there's somebody that is in the veteran community. I mean, he's 82 years old. He may be older than that. I'm not sure. He's in his 80s. And he's the guy you see driving around the white car with all the little flags on it, POW, MIA. and that kind of stuff. And he's just like, he's like a little dynamo. And his health, he's gone through health scares and all these things have happened. And but Frank is still in there. He's still battling. He's on our Marine committee, too, for the Marine Corps ball.
Absolutely. And, you know, this coming weekend, there's so many veterans things going on.
Yeah.
At so many different
places.
There's
so many things going on this weekend.
As there is every weekend.
Yeah.
But Memorial Day is a big deal, and there's services in Anderson and out at the cemetery and down at the Civic Auditorium and there's all kinds of things going on.
Well, Memorial Day is, of course, a holiday for a lot of people. Well, we're going to be here. I think it's real important that Linda and I are here on Memorial Day so we can talk about it. We can talk about the different events going on, the fact that what this really means. This isn't just a barbecue weekend. It isn't just kicking off the summer. This is remembering those who died in the service of our country.
Absolutely. One of the most impressive ceremonies that goes on that weekend is down at the Anderson Cemetery. They have the Avenue of the Flags.
Oh, yeah,
and if you
had, right.
And you can see that from the freeway, and every grave in the cemetery has, and they have a whole row of flags, and very impressive.
And we've got to run
for a little bitty small
cemetery.
We've got
to run for the news. We'll be right back.
Okay.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Extreme about the concessions that Republicans seek in debt ceiling talks with President Biden and the Democrats. The latest round of talks lasted into the early morning hours today.
If we had spent money, billions of dollars, for a pandemic, that money has sat there for 2 years, pull it back. If we can have a provision to help people find jobs, let's do that.
The White House insisting it is confident there will be no government defaults, even as it warns of a potential catastrophe.
As budget and debt talks resumed between White House and congressional negotiators, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre warned that a default would be devastating.
We're talking about millions of jobs lost, devastated retirement accounts, and a recession.
At the same time, she said it's welcome news that the talks are ongoing.
The negotiations have been productive, which is what matters.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis makes it official.
Well, I am running for President of the United States to lead our great American comeback.
DeSantis took to Twitter last evening announcing his White House run. Says one of his priorities as president would be getting the U.S. economy back on track.
American decline is not inevitable. It is a choice. And we should choose a new direction, a path that will lead to American revitalization. We must restore sanity to our nation.
Technically, there were a lot of glitches in the rollout with audio dropouts and delays. Twitter chief Elon Musk blaming overtaxed servers. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have been mixed so far. Right now, the Dow is down 59 points, of the NASDAQ flying high. It's trading 178 points higher. The NASDAQ, or the S&P, is up 27. Townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The House approves a measure overturning President Biden's student debt relief. and ends the pandemic-era student loan payment pause.
Members of the House GOP majority passed a resolution Wednesday that would give up to $20,000 in loan forgiveness for an estimated 40 million borrowers. Republican lawmakers have long blasted the measure, saying it would reward high earners like doctors and lawyers who accrue hundreds of thousands in student debt because they stay in school longer. In a 2018 to 203 vote, largely along party lines, the House approved the resolution, with only two Democrats joining Republicans in supporting it. Edwin Mora, Capitol Hill.
A nuclear watchdog asking the operator of Japan's disabled Fukushima nuclear plant to assess potential risks from damage found in a key structure inside the hardest hit of the three melted down nuclear reactors. News and analysis, townhall.com. New Mexico witnessing an explosion in its homeless population.
A new tally of the homeless population in the state is showing an abrupt increase in the number of people living without permanent housing or with no shelter at all. The legislative agency focused on budgeting and accountability, reporting a 48% jump in the number of homeless people compared with a year earlier. A spot check on a January night found an additional 1,000 unsheltered people, mostly in Albuquerque. The legislative report also shows emergency homeless shelters have expanded. Affordable housing is in short supply as rents rise much faster than personal income. John Scott reports.
California regulators say the state is unlikely to run short of electricity this summer. Thanks to a wet winter, it filled reservoirs to restart hydroelectric plants that were closed during the drought. California did run short of power back in 2020, and there were blackouts around the state. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 25th of May, Thursday, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's running the place. Good morning there, Captain.
Very good morning.
Okay, have you got everything under control?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and you usually do. We had just some slight confusion. She says Texas is on the line. Well, tonight is Man Up with Ted Leidy and Perry Crimmins and myself. And we've got another Texas organization calling in. It's a distillery down there. And, you know, and they brew beer. And so I thought, well, maybe they got the times mixed up. But no. It's our guest today, and we're going to get to him in just a minute.
It's 61 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a chance of showers and then a chance of thunderstorms midday today, around between 11 and 2, and a chance of thunderstorms this evening and a low of 61, but a high today of 86. Had quite a little lightning blast and storm the other day that was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
on Friday, it's mostly sunny and a high of 83 on Friday night, partly cloudy. A low of 61, and on Saturday, sunny and a high of 86. Slight chance of thunderstorms and then partly cloudy that evening and a low of 61. Sunday, sunny and a high of 86. Sunday night, a low of 62. And on Memorial Day, sunny, a high of 86 and a low of 63. And those nice 80 temperatures, high 80s, are going to hold through next week. I'm loving this spring weather. We don't usually get this much of that. So
I know.
It can just keep doing this right on through the end of June.
You know, we can do it through the end of summer.
We could do that,
Wouldn't it be nice to get, you know, like little pleasant rains?
Oh, yeah,
you know,
a little high 90 here once in a while.
Yeah, where did that come from? Yeah.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, one of our great Anderson businesses.
Right. Now, on the phone, Christy approached me on this several weeks ago. And it's something that, it's funny because I've been reading about it. and I get Range Magazine, and that's a you have to get that, you know, either buy it down at a Tractor Supply or a couple other places, or you have to have a subscription.
Taking it for years.
And what it talks about, it talks about farmers and ranchers in the Utah, Nevada, Idaho, Northern California, Oregon, and the problems they face, but also great stories about family ranching and family farming. So, but I just read an article they had in there about the beef industry, and it is such an eye-opener about, you know, what our guest is going to talk about. And on the line we have is Texas Slim. Good morning.
Hello, folks. How are y'all doing out there in sunny California?
We're doing great.
We're doing great. This is sunny Northern California, which is different than sunny Southern California.
Well, I can't wait to get there, and I've been around so many places the last 2 years. I don't know if I'm on the Southern Hemisphere or the Northern. So Northern California is where I want to be.
Well, it's way different than the rest of the state. It
really is.
It's God's country up here.
You know it. It really is. It's some of the most beautiful part of the United States and of the world. So a lot of people don't give it enough credit, that's for sure.
Well, several years ago, Slim, if you don't mind me talking about it a little bit, you sustained a pretty serious internal injury and infection. And you noticed that, you know, you're very sick, that the big pharma companies and just taking pills and shoving them down your throat wasn't helping. So you started taking, you know, a real interest in your own body, as we all should. And what happened when that, what did you do to literally cure yourself?
You bet. And just a little backstory.
Yeah.
I come from West Texas, up in the panhandle. We call it the Llano Estacado. And I come from basically Texas dirt. I've been in agriculture and ranching my whole life. That's how we were raised. Grew up on the farm, grew up on the ranches, grew up cowboying. But also grew up doing a lot of other things as well. I'm pretty diversified as far as the access of what time.
Get closer to the phone. We're losing you there.
Okay, no problem. Let me put you on. How's that? Is that better?
That's a thousand times better.
Sorry about that. And good old technology. But I come from a lot of different diversified parts of basically cattle ranching and agricultural, and I also got into big tech when I was about 19 because my small town Texas was basically destroyed by the dead economy, and agriculture was being destroyed in the 80s. Remember Farm Aid with Willie Nelson?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So whenever, you know, that was a form of asset reallocation in the agricultural industries. It's based on the dead economy. You guys just had a commercial about gold and store values. Well, what I did is I saw, and I lived, in my whole lifetime has been based on a lot of medical and a lot of agricultural deceptions that have killed my small town, which, you know, where I came from. Whenever I got sick, I grew up basically dealing with pain. You break bones, you deal with it, you don't complain. And that's what I did. I didn't complain, but I did. It almost killed me. I had got to a internal injury that was leading into renal failure, and I had a pleural vein that had collapsed. They couldn't figure it out, and they wanted to cut on me. They wanted to do all this type of invasive things. They wanted to give me all kinds of prescriptions, and I really had to go look in the mirror and said, nobody's going to save you. And so what I did is I started reflecting on where I came from the soil that I came from, the protocol of feeding the soil and the land, and I just started from scratch. And what I did is I started writing about it, and I started getting better. And I hashtagged a word, and because I looked it up and to see what we have in this nation as far as food intelligence. And we've really lost it as a society and as a culture. And it's not a judgment against anybody, not against people that work and provide lifestyle to their families, to, you know, feeding their children, feeding their families. But the agricultural industry, and they talk about science. Well, food is not science. It's biology. And so early on, you know, I knew that I had to do something. I had to start providing solutions to people to be able to feed their families. And what I uncovered was basically what I call the harvest of deception. and what we've gone through as far as a nation, we are now 88% metabolically compromised and bankrupt. We're a sick nation. And I think COVID proved that. I think that the medical industry knows it, that they can't say much about it because they basically maintain our ill health. There's no proactive, basically type of lifestyle or access, market access to clean living like I was raised with and which my grandfather stewarded. That's kind of the long and the short of it. But what I did is I developed a protocol and I turned it into something called the Beef Initiative. And it's a great American health initiative that's being led by the great American rancher that has lost their voice in our modern times.
Okay. We're going to take a break here, but you recovered from this.
Yes.
Through diet, but specifically one part of your diet. Well, maybe not one part, but... and that was returning to how our ancestors ate.
100%. It's so simple, it's complicated.
Okay.
To most people.
Okay, so we'll take a quick break here and we'll be back because we've got, there's things that people need to know about. And, you know, things sure. like made in the USA doesn't mean made in the USA.
Exactly.
And so you need to know about that. But here's, we're going to be talking about ranching, and we're going to be talking about food supply. That and the reason we're talking about it now is because Slim's going to be here, I think, in town or in Cottonwood, and he's going to be talking about this to people who are interested in, you know, what they eat, how they eat, and what's going on with our food supply. It's very, you know, it's scary.
I don't think that I think one of the things that I've learned listening to about this and the articles I've read. Is that the American people are totally unaware that the beef that they're getting in the store 90% of the time actually isn't raised and produced in the United States. We're exporting the biggest share of what we're growing out of the country, and what we're getting says it's made in the U.S., but it's not.
Yeah, Slim's going to talk about that. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by House Realty. You know, House Realty has been in the business since 1965. They are the longest reigning real estate company in Northern California, and there's a reason for that. Great service to their customers, and a great inventory of homes, whether you're looking for a pre-owned home, residential, commercial, income, ranch, recreational, retirement, or more. That's House of Realty, and you can reach them at 530-241-8300, or they're located right there on Placer Street at the corner of, pretty close to the corner of, it's Oregon and Placer Street. They're right there on the corner. They are there to help you, and they've been helping a lot of people. And I'll just tell you, we bought our house through them 15 years ago, and we've had a relationship with them ever since. House Realty. We'll be right back with Texas Slim.
Only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micro Wrestling is returning to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 17th. This high-flying, body-slamming show will bring you off-the-top rope entertainment. General admission tickets are just $15 plus fees. This high-energy event sells out fast, so call 1-800-280-UWIN or visit windriver.com to book your tickets and stay with us. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee. Stop Newsom. No on cry recall.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advance purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. Click the purchase tickets button under the fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hey, it's Doug Tooley from BET Satellite. Switch from DirecTV, and I'll give you a $300 gift card. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 and make the switch today. This offer will end. Call me at 530-241-3474. Restrictions apply.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes, using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Not only is it the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, giving just outstanding instruction on concealed carry, safety, storage of firearms, but they've opened up a gun shop. And the gun store is at 11091 Rhyolite Drive. It's right across the road from Waterworks Park, right behind the bowling alley there on Rhyolite. It's a really nice store. They've got a big collection of firearms and ammunition and all the accessories right there. 11091 Rhyolite Drive. On the phone, we have Texas Slim, and he started something starting with a health problem that he cured himself with, but he started something called the Beef Initiative. So what is that?
Well, a lot of people ask what the Beef Initiative is. It's a lot of things. One thing it is, it's relationship building with those who want to feed you. It's a bridge into having market access to the best, basically, beef in the world. It's a voice for the great American rancher producer. It's also a new way to look at food and to understand where we came from when it comes to food, heritage, legacy within basically the cattle industry. And, you know, it's basically uncovering a lot of deceptions that have transpired within the last 70 years within the food industry itself.
An interesting article I was just reading, because they've been telling us for years that we should eat chicken and we should eat pork, and I just read a really interesting article last night, actually, that points out how much more nutrients and how much better beef is for you than any of those other products.
100%. And, you know, that's something that really the Beef Initiative is doing, is it's uncovering basically what has happened on the global industries when it comes to pork, fowl, chicken, and beef. And what we've had is an industrial shift that has occurred, especially within poultry and pork. You even have Robert Kennedy Jr. yesterday released basically a synopsis of what has happened to the pork industry, how it was captured. In the long run, it's really being controlled by multinational corporations. People really do not have a clue what's going on in animal protein when it comes to the United States.
There you go.
And it's that simple.
You know, Slim, I've we talked a little bit about about the Range magazine and all this, but this is something that people probably don't understand. It's one thing about the, you know, knowing the producer, the processor, and everything in between, but how many big ag meat processors are there in America?
There's basically, we'll kind of keep it simple here. 85% of our protein in the United States, animal protein, is controlled by four multinational corporations. 85% of our animal protein in the United States is controlled and distributed by four multinational corporations that are not American companies.
Okay. Now, one of the things we said is that a lot of times you'll see, you know, Made in America or this, but that's not exactly right, is it?
No, it's so deceptive. The labeling laws, and that was one of the first things that I identified whenever I was looking at food and food intelligence and nutrition. It's like, what's really going on with labeling? Because we all see the stuff, no sugar added. We see things like grass-fed. We see things like organic. One thing we see, and I'll just focus on beef, is it says product of the USA.
Yeah.
But we have never, and we will not ever, get a country of origin label on our beef. And even if we do get country of origin label on our beef, they're never going to tell you what ranch it came from. It's too much of a secret, and they don't want us to know that. A lot of, you brought up earlier before commercial break, basically, product of USA means that product was basically shipped over here, then it was processed in the United States. And that's how the USDA gets around, you know, and the multinational corporations basically lobby D.C. They get to where they can hide behind a curtain of deception when it comes to where that beef is coming from. And that's why the American people do not know where our beef is coming from. I mean, I'm up in the Texas Panhandle. That's where I come from. We process a hell of a lot of beef. A lot of beef goes out of Amarillo, Texas. It does not stay in Texas. It is basically put on the global beef market, and it's sold to the highest bidders, and that's the plan. We've proven in the United States of America that we'll eat anything. Because we're trusting people, but we look at labels and we think it tastes good. Well, that's been manipulated, and we've been basically put into a corner of metabolical health that is now failing as a nation, and it's starting to show up in our children as well. And it's all because we don't know where our food is coming from, and they won't tell us.
Where does most, I mean, we raise a lot of beef in this country.
You bet.
And but you say once it goes on the market there, I mean, a lot of it can be shipped out of this country. So
most of it is, yes.
Okay, and that's just what Trish said. Now, where's the beef that we see a product of America? Where is most of that beef coming from, then?
Well, and I'll reflect on just one thing that's happening. It kind of helps people visualize what's really going on the macro level within the beef industry and basically animal protein. The last 10 to 15 years, we did a lot. There was a lot of clear cutting in the Amazon. Well, basically, that was South America is being turned into a ranch. Let's just put it that way, simplistic. What they're doing is that's financed by a lot of multinational corporations in other countries in South America. We have BRICS now, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. And so what is going on is there's new ranches that are being developed across the world, and it's being done by multinational corporations and countries that are trying to exit out of basically, there's a new Silk Road being developed. Well, a lot of the beef that is coming into the United States is going to come from these places where BRICS is now operating. That would be Australia. That would be Africa. That would be Brazil. That would be, you know, other places. They flooded the market during COVID from cattle from Canada. Nothing against Canada, but it was Canadian cattle that basically put a lot of American ranchers out of business because there's a price manipulation that happened by JBS. They made over $200 million worth of profit, but they were only fined $56 million by the United States current administration.
Okay, that's in case people didn't pick that up. What these big ag guys were doing, where they were manipulating the prices, they made a ton of money off it, and when the government finally got to them, they fined them like 20% of what they made. But what it did was, as Slim just said, was it put a lot of ranchers out of business because they could not compete because Canada was propping up their country, propping up their cattle sales, as do other places. So that's how they can flood our market, because their governments are propping up the cattle ranching in this to get their exports out to us.
100%. And, you know, now Brazil is surpassing the United States as far as beef exports. Whenever Brazil is surpassing the United States in exports, you can kind of tell what's going on the global front, is that they are building these new ranches. And, you know, they don't have to, you know, right now people are terrified of mRNA vaccines in our cattle.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Well, guess what? It really doesn't matter what we do in the United States, because most people are eating foreign beef now. You can just put those vaccines in Brazil or Australia or, you know, Africa, and that same type of beef is going to make it through basically the portals and the gateways of our distribution apparatus in the United States. And so what we have to really look at is how daunting this is. It is. And there's no bones about this, and people will start waking up. And people are already starting to say that they don't eat beef anymore because it's too expensive. Well, that reflects on price manipulation. Well, right now in the auction houses, you know, beeves are going at $3,500. That's just out of control. There's an inventory problem. So with that type of manipulation, without a lack of really good enforcement by our Department of Justice, this is not going to stop. And right now, Tyson is the one that basically is moving forward hard. And what they're doing is they're basically consolidating and centralizing the beef industry like they did the poultry and the pork industries. And the way that they are able to pull this off is because we keep validating the deceptions, and we keep on purchasing these products through the supermarket and the distribution centers that they create through the basically the multinational processing centers. The multinational processing centers control distribution as well. That is the bottleneck for the American consumer. It is the bottleneck for the American rancher.
Okay, you know, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll have about 15 minutes when we get back. But here's the good thing. Slim's going to be in town here on June 17th at the Dovenwoorden Farms.
Dovenwoorden.
Okay, I can't read it.
Dovenwoorden.
Right, on Draper Road in Cottonwood, and we'll talk about it. And we'll, I mean, we will remind people, and you can buy tickets at beefinitiative.com/events. And if you want to learn just about what's in your beef. Now, our ranchers here in America, you know, did you say that cows were selling for $3,000?
Yeah, in the auction houses, it's getting out of control. There's a low inventory because we flooded the market during COVID. Now we're paying the price. We killed off a lot of mama cows and heifers, yeah. And everything. So yeah. Now you're seeing that the effects of that. And, people, you know, they want to just show that, hey, you know, because supply chain lines broke down during COVID. So how they did is they flooded the American market, so the American consumer didn't notice that basically they didn't have a grasp of what they were doing on the global scale. And so now we're paying the price. And that inflation within the auction houses is starting to show up. That means we're low on inventory. Profiteering, high inflation, hyperinflation is coming. Well, and if you continue to shop at the supermarket, you're going to be priced out of beef, and they're going to turn beef into caviar. That's why we got to start going out there. In my honest, is you go shake a rancher's hand and develop a relationship with them. Create a new market access so you can feed your family. This is not alarmist stuff. Some people might not even pay attention, but if you want to have pure animal protein and you want to raise your children and yourself in the best consumption model that's possible right now, it's through the beef initiative.
Okay, we got to take a break. I'm going to come back.
Sure.
Linda and I, are lucky, fortunate to have friends that raise cattle. I know how those cattle are raised. And
yeah,
we're not talking
too.
Herds of cattle. We're talking maybe 8 or 10. And one of them just met his very pleasant end. And we're going to buy from them.
And it makes all the difference in the world.
But that's what we're going to talk about when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. When it comes to workers' compensation, if you're not getting help because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries, as you know, can be life-changing. And if you're not getting the treatment from the insurance companies who have hundreds of lawyers, all they do is figure out ways not to pay, you need somebody that knows workers' compensation, and that's Patrick. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. And this man is a battler, former air assault infantryman with the 101st, former law enforcement officer, and now a lawyer. And he is pugnacious. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your community talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott, 8:37 in the morning here on the 25th. This portion of the show is brought to you by my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a hair salon. Nope, this is the old-time barbershop, so you go in and get a haircut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They work on by appointments, which means I can give them a call, work out, tell them this works with my schedule. They get me in, get the haircut, out. And I haven't had a bad haircut there in 15 years. Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Give him a call, 530-244-9478. Hey, on the phone, we have Texas Slim, who's going to be in our area here on June 17th. And he's talking about, you know where your food comes from, primarily your beef. And we have found out that there's four major ag meat processors in America, all of them multinationals, none of them owned by American companies. When you see product of USA and it's got beef on it, that beef could come from Argentina, India, Australia,
Brazil,
and they don't. And our rules here for raising safe beef and poultry and hogs, they don't have those rules down there. And for our environmentalists, how are they building these ranches down there? Well, they're cutting down rainforest. That's how they're doing it. So, Slim. Now, you're going to tell us what's going to happen when you're up here on June 17th.
Well, one thing we've been doing, and last year, you know, the Beef Initiative is a grassroots organization. And last year I said, well, we've got to take it basically. We've got to act grassroots. We are grassroots. So let's go to the communities themselves that basically have kind of an understanding of what's going on. And so last year across the United States, I did 7 conferences. And what we found out is there's a lot of people out there that don't know where to start, you know, when it comes to basically finding their beef, of course, how to support a rancher. What is it? What is the protocol? What do you do? You know, and a lot of people have a lot of health questions. A lot of people are really looking and they're really being intentional about how to change their life, how to look at their health. And so what we do with these micro summits is what we call them is we do a lot of education, and it's not boring education. This is lifestyle management, where it's relationship building. It's basically, we're going to have a cattleman's feast is what we call it. And what a cattleman's feast is, it shows you the cuts of the cow that you don't have market access to at the supermarket. Everybody says beef is too expensive if you're going to not buy it at the supermarket. It's too expensive not to start building these relationships is what it is, and to understand all of the cuts of the cow that basically have been taken out of our consumption or our market access. So we do a workshop, we do butchery, we do a cattleman's feast, which is basically a half a cow, I think, is what we're going to do there in Reading. And we really educate, but then it becomes something that is like, okay, this is a lifestyle change, because we're going to have health, people talking about health. We're going to have people talking about regenerative farming and ranching. We're going to be talking about market access, how to create it for you, the individual family. How do you approach basically to quit validating these deceptions that the multinational corporations are coming at us? Because this is not going to stop. It's only going to get worse and worse. As I say again, this is a global industrial food shift. And it happened basically in the 70s during the debt economy creation, whenever we went off the gold standard. And it's going to happen again. And what they do is they introduce new fake commodities into our food systems, and then they eliminate some of the best nutrition that I was raised with, and they basically supplement it with another fake commodity that they're making millions of dollars on the global scale. That's why they're going with fake meat. That's why they're talking about bugs. That's why basically multinational corporations are basically dealing with China and Bill Gates, and our heartland is being bought up. 250,000 acres was purchased by Bill Gates, and that's farmland. China did the same thing during COVID, and nobody even knows about this. And so we educate. It's educate, educate. It's the source of the seed of the issues, but it's also the source of the seed of solutions for the individual that's trying to go out there and create a new lifestyle that's based on pure animal protein and truth in food for their family and their children.
Okay.
So once again, you can buy your tickets for this event that is June 17th in Cottonwood at beefinitiative.com/events.
And you know what? That sounds like something I want to go, because you even bring your own chef in for this.
You betcha. You bet. We're bringing the old Butch in, is what we call him, old Johnny. He keeps it very simple, but I guarantee you it's the best beef you're going to ever taste. Not only how it was raised, because it's raised locally there, but it's also going to be basically prepared in a way. I tell everybody we're going to replace the backyard barbecue with Cattleman's Feast. And everybody's going to start learning how to do this in a gaucho way, a Texas cowboy way, California rodeo style. It doesn't matter. We're going to bring fire and we're going to bring, you know, the beef. And so, you know, you remember those commercial beef, it's what's for dinner. Well, we're going to bring back that and we're going to get people talking about it. And it starts with the Cattleman's Feast. It starts with these micro summits that is based on building community again. Let's get back to the source of the seed of where we came from.
And if people are saying, well, this is right up my alley, how do they find a local rancher?
That's a great question. Great question. And that's where, you know, I come from big tech. I was a research analyst in my professional career in Austin, Texas. Traveled around the United States doing all kinds of development within big tech industry. What I knew early on coming from agriculture and rancher is the rancher, whenever we took the rancher out of the community, when the processing centers basically were taken out of our communities and turned over to the multinationals, the rancher producer lost their voice, and they've never had a digital voice. And the consumer doesn't realize this, and the rancher doesn't understand basically the complexities. And so whenever I built the Beef Initiative, we are a technology company on the back end. And what we did is, like, we're gonna grow this from scratch. And so right now we have over 160 to 170 producers that have voluntarily come into the Beef Initiative, and they're being found by everybody across the United States. So you can go to the Beef Initiative and look under producer section, and you can do a search just like you would on Google. But if you were local and you don't have a producer or you don't have anybody like that, the farmers markets are the best place to start. What I did within the Beef Initiative, I went down to the county square farmers market where I came from. I was basically born in a hospital. It was 100 yards away from the first rancher I ever shook hands with. And I went up to that rancher at the farmers market. His name is Justin Trammell of Panhandle Meats. And I said, would you educate me on what you do and why you do it? And I became a student. I wanted to hear his voice. And so that's the best way to give your great American rancher producer a voice. Go ask to be educated, and how can you help them?
Okay.
Because they don't have a voice.
All right. We're talking to Texas Slim from the Beef Initiative. He's going to be here on June 17th out in Cottonwood on Draper Road. We'll talk about it, and we'll remind people about this, but you can get your tickets from beefinitiative.com/events. And not only do you get fed, but you learn a lot of stuff that day. So, Slim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, I really appreciate that. This is how this word, it's word of mouth. This is not a marketing plan. And we're so inundated with digital marketing plan that's based on data analysis. This is about relationship building. It's about learning to have relationships again with your community, with the people that want and live and die to feed you. It's time to take action on this. It's time for people to step up and to quit validating the deceptions. There is a harvest of deception going on. And it's going on in real time, and it is unfolding. So thank you for giving me a voice. I hope to meet both of you there.
We'll see you there on the 17th.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Fantastic.
We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. If you're looking to buy an electric car, truck, or bike, REU has rebates available. State, federal, local rebates to help you purchase that. I just choked myself. It has these rebates available. Just go to cityofreading.org/EV for more information. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Closed on Sundays, La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary, a medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This went by fast.
It sure did. And, you know, we always people ask me, do I do show prep? And I always have to say, how can I possibly? Because, you know, when I come in here at Mike Open Hot in the morning.
It starts at 7, and so at 4 till. So the last two times you've gotten in here early. What happened? I know.
Well, I'm afraid that lights are going
to
change.
You wanted to talk about the recall.
I do, because I need to vent just a little bit, and I'm not even going to take sides on whether I'm supporting that recall or I'm not. My position is this. We do not have both sides of the story, except on KCNR that I hear. We continually, whether it's for or against, come with that very one-sided thing. We have a positive thing now. We have a group that's trying to recall Kevin Cry. We have a group that's in opposition to that. How is it that both of these articles come out against him?
The Record Searchlight.
The Record Searchlight or any other source that we have that's out there producing any information comes at it in the other side of that thing. And they make the whole article about the people supporting that are supporting Kevin Cry and saying no on the recall. They print the article, and the whole thing is about Rivera Ginselmo, who has absolutely nothing to do with this.
Absolutely. And the last Record Searchlight article came out, two-thirds of the article was about Rivera Ginselmo, who does – is he putting money into this?
Well, that's rather irrelevant, but they don't even have their facts straight. They come up that he hasn't any interest in Shasta County – And it's like he never did. That whole article about Anselmo Vineyards and all of that information they keep producing is totally inaccurate. He hasn't been living in Connecticut. He's been living in Arizona for the last 5 years and just recently went back to Connecticut because his sister died. They don't have their facts straight. They don't know anything about any of this. And yet the whole article is not about the good people who understand that Kevin Cry has only been in office for 4 months, and it's kind of early to make the decision that everything he's done is wrong, and that there isn't another side to that story.
Well, you know, we didn't support the last recall. We don't support this recall. But we absolutely support the right to do it, of course. And, you know, for me, it's that we have elections, and this is one thing. There were no surprises with Kevin Cry.
No.
There was no doubt in my mind that he was going to support what was going on with the Dominion voting machines. There was no doubt in my mind he was going to support other things that were initiated by Jones, who, if anybody was going to be recalled, you would think it would be Jones. But no, they're not him, because it'll never work. So they picked the one they thought that they could get at.
Yep.
But here's the bottom line. If Kevin Cry is recalled, Governor Newsom will then pick the supervisor until the next formal election.
Yes.
So that person will be in there for anywhere 4 to 6 months as an incumbent, which you know is that is just a plus when people are running. So he can pick anybody. Now, the other side said we'd want a moderate Republican in there.
Gavin Newsom is not going to report a Republican, Republican. He's going to put in a Democrat. Look at your history. Republican governors appoint Republicans to positions. Any doubt about how liberal Gavin Newsom is? Any doubt in your mind? I mean, excuse me?
And it's not like the people can say, okay, we're going to recall, like they did with Modi. We're going to recall Leonard Modi, and here's the people you can vote for.
Who are going to run? But that isn't who it is now.
Tim Garmin was elected in that group. And, he was only, but Tim, I think, has been a surprise to a lot of people. Tim has
gone both ways.
He's gone both ways on this, but he and Mary Rickert vote together more times than not. So it's been kind of a surprise, and watching Tim, you know, grow into this job has been very pleasant. So, but now you don't even have that. And they said, well, we'll give them a list of people. Well, who? You know, so does he, is,
it's
you, know what,
to appoint
you know what,
a Democrat.
I mean, if you look at it from the ridiculousness of this, it could be Nathan Blaze or it could be Carlos Zapata. I mean,
Carlos is a conservative Republican.
That's right. Well, you know,
that ain't going to happen.
And he doesn't live in a district anyway.
That's right.
I don't live in a district anymore. Because, God bless the Board of Supervisors, moved me to District 2. So Igo is my hometown now. I hope, well, not forever, but Igo, Platina.
Even though
I live in the same house.
Well, that's a whole nother show conversation about that whole redistricting thing
I think that was a 5-0 vote, too.
Well, that was certainly Mr. Modi's final shot at getting back at Shasta County.
Well, if Tim runs again, he's got to either rent a house in the district or whatever. Anyway, but here's the thing is, I want to get the pro-recall guys and girls on and to tell me, okay, why is it exactly, were you for the last one? No, I will bet you that the vast majority of them involved in this were not for the last recall.
Oh, they certainly were not.
But they are for this recall. And I want to ask them, doesn't this concern you that we're taking out of our hands the one thing that we can do is vote somebody in And then in the old, under the old rules, if we recall somebody, it was still somebody from our area that we voted on.
That could run for that position if the recall is successful. That no longer is available. And you need to recognize and realize that the reason that law was changed is once again Shasta County. And something we had done, we had recalled Modi. So immediately they got a new piece of legislation directed right at us.
Well, it was Newsom and all those others. They want to take power away from the local community.
Exactly.
They're telling us that people can build houses and multifamily houses anywhere.
And they can put up power plants and do whatever they want to do.
Solar farms.
Yes.
Wind generators. Overreaching. Our water. They took away the water this year, from the acid.
Which goes back to the thing from we had the first half or part of this hour, is that the beef is really scarce in Shasta County now because a lot of people butchered a lot of cows because they couldn't feed them all last year.
And if you're wondering how much hay is a bale, try $27.
Because it couldn't grow any last year.
$27 a bale for hay. And they bring in this hay from other areas. So this is.
Have to, yeah.
And, $27 a bale. Try to figure out how you can keep 50 or 60 or 100 cattle alive when there's no water.
Yeah.
So again.
Yeah.
The state of California is doing this to us. And I just don't understand why you would want to turn over our local elections to the governor. I just have a real. That's why I need to have the people come in here and explain it to me. Well,
both
Carl,
sides.
Yeah,
both sides.
I need them to come
in and talk about. And, so we get both
and,
sides
and tell
of the
me,
story.
Well, Carl, this is how it's going to work, and all this, and you're getting bum scoop or something. And I'm more than willing to listen. I'm more than willing to listen on this. So anyway, hey everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, when Safe Place joins us, we've got a few other little surprises for you too. Have a good day. There's so much stuff going on. We're going to try and gather up all the things that are happening this weekend so we can share it with everybody.
And talk about all of the Memorial Day events throughout Shasta County.
And, of course, Monday we will be here talking about Memorial Day. But everybody, have a good day, and God bless America.
Hey.